Morning. I have the pleasure of reading from the book of Ecclesiastes this morning, chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him. Whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account.
Thank you, Cynthia. There's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. No, jokes aside, I want us to just pause in a moment of silence as we commune with God, and then I'll pray and we will look together at this passage of God's Word. Let's just spend some time in quiet communion. Our Father in heaven, we ask that as your word is living and your spirit is among us and in us, and your spirit inspired the writers of your word to write the very word of God, may we now hear your voice. May we hear you, Lord, speak to us through your word, through your servant. May I decrease and may you increase and be glorified. So speak, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we look and go through the book of Ecclesiastes, and the whole series is called Perspective, because it's looking at life from the perspective, one, of under the sun without God in the picture. And then every now and again the clouds open up and there is God brought into the picture and the perspective from both those views. And so we saw in the last couple of weeks that Solomon has this experience of life that was unsatisfying, it was futile, and no matter how much he had and no matter what he did, and he had everything, it was like, he said, chasing the wind. And now he moves from his experience, which really was his experience. He observed it in others, but it was his. Now he moves from experience to observation, and he looks at the whole of life, from birth to death, right through everything in life. And as he does so, he shares a poem, which was made popular by Pete Seeger, and the Birds sang it. Many of us will probably hum the tune, because we know it from, back in the 60s. And it was melodic and it was relaxing, a beautiful song. And, for everything, turn. I can actually sing in tune, believe it or not. We know that song, but the way it portrays the poem is not the way that Solomon portrayed it here. Solomon was saying, I'm frustrated. You know, there's a time to be born, but there's a time to die. There's a time to plant, but there's a time to uproot. And he looks at life and he ends up by saying these words. Does the worker gain anything from his toil? I see that the burden that God has laid upon men or humankind. And so he is frustrated. So it's a poem of frustration. It's portraying I would call the tapestry of life. So I've entitled my message, God in the Tapestry of Life. Life looks like a tapestry. Time is the loom. The events and the seasons that he talks about here are like the different colored threads that are woven together on the loom, and then God is the one who's the weaver in putting this tapestry together. So I want to look at this passage with that breakdown. First of all, the loom. The loom is time and eternity. Time is the framework in which we all live. What are you going to be doing tomorrow? What did you do yesterday? What are you going to be doing in 5 minutes? Our whole life is tied to time. And everything from birth to death is woven into this loom of time. Solomon's experience of a pointless, unsatisfying life is now amplified as he stands back and looks at all of life. And there's 14 contrasts here, which we have in this poem. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh. And these contrasts, it's a literary device in the Hebrew language, and back at that time in the ancients where they did this to try and portray the totality of something, that from one extreme to the other extreme and everywhere in between was really the totality. So he starts off with the totality of life and of plant life and of emotions, of laughing and joyful happiness to crying and weeping and mourning. And so he's saying the totality of life is woven into this tapestry on the loom. 30 times he talks here about time, and it covers all seasons and all facets, and it reminds us that life is transitory. Even the seasons are transitory. You don't plant seeds in the winter, right when there's snow everywhere. You don't do that. But when comes spring, you plant the seeds and away we go and we have summer. So we are forced into keeping to the loom of time and seasons. Time has no restraints. Time marches on. What happened just this last 5 minutes will never be recovered. It's happened. What happened last year? It's all gone. And it keeps moving, keeps moving, keeps moving. Once you've used time, you can't recover it. And the big thing that he I believe we understand that he saw in this whole fabric of time and the events of time is that he had no control over a lot of these things. Even we have control over weeping and dancing, but it's the events that cause us to weep or to dance that we often have absolutely no control over. We have certainly don't have control over our birth or our death. In Psalm 139 it says, "All the days ordained for me are written in your book." God's ordained all the days. He knows the day I was born and he knows the day I'm going to pass. He knows because God's outside of time. He's in eternity, which is a now, an ever-present now for God all the time. He looks out of eternity into time and we see time as linear, past, present and future. God sees it as now. God is eternal. So he knows everything about us and our time is in his hands. Queen Elizabeth I said these famous words, "I would give up all my possessions for just one more minute of time." But you can't buy time. Whatever our skill, our power, whatever our resources, our real masters are the unchangeable seasons, the circumstances, events, which force us one way now and then another way at another time, as this poem portrays. Now, added to this, you have the concept that he brings up that eternity is a factor to look at. So we have time and we're locked into that on the loom of time, but God has put eternity in our hearts. So with eternity in our hearts, with an awareness that we should be living forever,